कामान् संविभजेद् यथा अपि एकमात्मनोदाराम् नृणां स्वत्वग्रहो यतः अश्वाघान्ते अवसायिभ्यः कामान् संविभजेद् यथा अपि एकमात्मनोदाराम् नृणां सत्त्वग्रहो यतः अश्वाघान्ते अवसायिभ्यः कामान् संविभजेद् यतः अपि एकमात्मनोदाराम् नृणां स्वत्वग्रहो यतः अश्वाघान्ते अवसायिभ्यः कामान् संविभजेद् यथा अपि एकमात्मनोदाराम् नृणां सत्त्वग्रहो यतः अश्वाघान्ते अवसायिभ्यः कामान् संविभजेद् यतः अपि एकमात्मनोदाराम् नृणां स्वत्वग्रहो यतः वैष्णवी हरे कृष्ण मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड्स फ्रॉम दिस श्लोक आ इवन अप टू श्व द डॉग अघ सिनफुल एनिमल्स और लिविंग एंटिटीज अंते अवसायिभ्यः अंटू द चांडालास द लोवेस्ट ऑफ मेन डॉग ईटर्स एंड हॉग ईटर्स कामान द नेसेसिटीज ऑफ लाइफ संविभजेत शुड डिवाइड यथा एज मच एज डिजर्व्ड अपि इवन एकाम वन आत्मनः ओन दाराम द वाइफ नृणाम ऑफ द पीपल इन जनरल स्वत्वग्रह द वाइफ इज एक्सेप्टेड as being identical with oneself yatha because of which translation by Srila Prabhupada dogs fallen persons and untouchables including chandalas dog eaters should all be maintained with their proper necessities which should be contributed by the householders Even one's wife at home, with whom one is most intimately attached, should be offered for the reception of the guests and people in general. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare हरे राम 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 हरे पर्पट बाय शिल प्रभुपाद की ऑल दो इन मॉडर्न सोसाइटी द डॉग इज एक्सेप्टेड एज पार्ट ऑफ वंस हाउस होल्ड पैराफेरनेलिया इन द वेदिक सिस्टम ऑफ हाउस होल्ड लाइफ द डॉग इज अनटचेबल एज मेंशनड हियर ए डॉग मे बी मेंटेन्ड विथ प्रॉपर फूड But it cannot be allowed to enter one's house. What to speak of the bedroom? Outcasts or untouchable chandalas should also be provided with the necessities of life. The word used in this connection is yatha, which means as much as deserved. The outcast should not be given money with which to indulge in more than they need, for otherwise they will misuse it. At the present moment, for example, low class men are generally paid quite amply, but instead of using their money into cultivation of knowledge and advance in life, such low class men use their extra money for wine drinking and similar sinful activities. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagashah. There must be four divisions of human society according to the work and qualities of men. Men with lowest qualities cannot do any work that requires higher intelligence. However, although such a division of men must exist according to their quality and work, it is suggested herewith that everyone must have the necessities of life. The communities of the present day are in favor of supplying the necessities of life to everyone. The communists of the present day are in favor of supplying the necessities of life to everyone, but they consider only the human being and not the lower animals. The Bhagavatam's principles are so broad, however, that it recommends that necessities of life be supplied to everyone. Man or animal, regardless of good or bad qualities. The idea of giving even one's wife to the service of public is that one's intimate relationship with his wife or one's excessive attachment for his wife, by which one thinks his wife to be his better half or to be identical with himself, must gradually be given up. As formerly suggested, the idea of ownership even of one's family must be abandoned. The dream of material life is the cause of bondage in the cycle of birth and death, and therefore one should give up this dream. Consequently, in the human form of life, one's attachment for his wife should be given up, as suggested herein. Hare Krishna. So this, in this context, this is the conversation between Sri Narad Muni and Maharaj Yudhishthir. In the Rajshri Yajna, Maharaj Yudhishthir asks a question to Narad Muni. My dear Lord, how being in grihastha life, one has to get liberated? How I have to be liberated being in the grihastha life? And Narad Muni explain some of the principles of ideal family life. So this is the ideal family life. And in this verse, Narad Muni is explaining the responsibility of grihasthas. There are four divisions, as Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. There are four divisions in the society. In order to be the society to be properly maintained and managed, Lord has given a system according to guna and karma, the qualities and the work. People are divided into four divisions: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Shudra and Vaishya. The Brahmana's duty is to give knowledge of how to liberate, knowledge of the Supreme, by which one will liberate from the pangs of this material life. Kshatriya will protect all other communities and all other divisions. Kshatriya is supposed to be a passionate person. Kshatriyate iti Kshatriya, who punishes or kills in case required. So he is a Kshatriya. Kshatriya are supposed to give the protection to the entire divisions. Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji ki, Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki. And Vaishyas are the farming and business communities where they protect the cows and cultivate farming, produce grains, supply food to the society, and also commercial, you know, selling of the grains, and they maintain the society. So the equilibrium is maintained in the society by these four orders. And Shudra is the class where they serve all other these four higher divisions. It is not that Shudra is bad, or you know, the divisions are according to work and guna and karma, work and qualities. So the purpose of each division is to attain the higher goal of life, is to liberate from this material world. So this material world, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam dukkhalayam ashashvatam. The material world which is created is dukkhalaya. Irrespective of a person in which division, in which status, he has to undergo suffering. It's a dukkhalaya. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. At every step there is a danger in this material world. We all are experiencing. So, in order to live in this society properly and be an ideal grahastha, and how to cross these impediments, how to cross the dangers in this material world. So this lesson is very good lesson for grahasthas and also all the ashramas here. So here Prabhupada is explaining, also in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, a pandita, a learned man, does not distinguish between brahmana and the dog eater. You know, he treats everyone equally. Because Lord is situated in everyone's heart. He respects each body, is the carrier of the Lord. And that's how he sees everyone equally. So this principle here in this verse can be understood in three parts. The first part is how everybody should be treated equally. An ideal grahastha treats even the insects, the dogs, the dog eater, and birds, animals, just like their son. Narad Muni is saying, every jivatma is part and partial of the Supreme Lord. Lord says, mame amshe jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shastani indriyani. So all these living entities are my part and partial. But because of being separated from me, they are struggling in this material world. So everyone is equal. Srila Prabhupada is explaining, and he has explained at many places, how Vasudeva Kutumbakam principle of Bhagavatam is such a broad-minded. There are communists in this world, you know, many part of the world, there are communists. They say that God does not supply, we supply food. And their principle is to supply food to the human beings. But still, their views is narrow only to the human beings. And some parties resort to killing the cows and animals. But this is not a very broad principle. Bhagavatam principle is Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So Narad Muniji explaining, the grahastha should not even kill the mice, bugs, mosquitoes, because they are also part and partial of the Supreme. Then one might ask a question, agar ghar mein bahut katmal hote hai, to If you do not kill them, they will trouble us. So Srila Prabhupada says, you keep your house in such a way that katmals don't come. But unnecessary killing, troubling any insects or living being is not the Bhagavatam principle. So ideal grahastha sees that even mosquitoes are fed, even the mice are fed, the dogs are fed, the chandalas are fed. And what to speak of, you know, one who is devotee. If one is devotee, grahastha definitely, irrespective of what caste and creed he is. There is a very beautiful instance in Ramayana. The Nishad Raja, king of Nishad, when he receives Lord Rama and serves him to cross by the boat, and he came in ecstasy. He started chanting the name of Lord Rama day and night, and he became so exalted. And King Bharat, when he came to that place, he came to know that Lord Rama has hugged this Nishad Raja, King Nishad. Lord Bharat wanted running towards him, and he hugged him with the tears in his eyes. Nishad Raja is with a very humbly telling, "My Lord, I am Nishad. I am the lowest sinful man, lowest man, and you are supposed to be the king. Why you are hugging me?" Lord Bharat says with the tears in his eyes, "You are the most dear to my brother, Lord Rama, and you are the most fortunate soul." And seeing him, even the Agastya Rishi, who was following Bharata, he also came and hugged the Nishad Raja. And Nishad Raja is weeping, "My Lord, you are Brahmana." Even in those times, even in the earlier time, it was considered even the high caste people even should not touch, even their shadow should not fall. So he is saying, Nishad Raja, "My shadow should not fall onto you. My Lord, you are touching me, you are hugging me." Agastya Rishi says, "You are most dear to Lord Rama." So when one becomes dear to Lord, he becomes very famous in this world, and everyone loves him. Even if we see in this society, even if a person is not a devotee, but if there is some Brahmana, a devotee of Lord, naturally he has a respect for him. So this is the natural dharma. But here, going beyond, grahastha, ideal grahastha, loves everyone like their own children, even the animals. So what to speak of killing the animals? And cow is considered to be the most pure, sacred, and one would definitely commit the heinous act and most sinful act by killing the cows. So this is the broadness of the Bhagavata Dharma. Another point which Srila Prabhupada is explaining, how one should engage in an idea as an ideal grahastha, everyone in the family, in the service of the society and the service of the Bhagavata or service of the Vaishnavas. Even one's own wife should be engaged in serving the guests, Vaishnavas and the Lord. So there are many beautiful stories in Bhagavatam how an ideal grahastha engaged everything at his disposal in the service of the Lord and his devotees. There's a beautiful story of a great devotee, Bilvamangal Thakur. His Holiness Mahavishnu Swamiji has narrated a beautiful story of Sri Bilvamangal Thakur of his previous life. Bilvamangal Thakur, in his previous life, was a great devotee of Lord. And he was a Brahmana, and he used to love serving the Vaishnavas. He used to arrange Bhagavatam class and he used to feed sumptuously the Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. And he used to, you know, beg money and take donation from other people and then arrange Bhagavatam class and feed the Vaishnavas. That was his regular duty. But one time he wanted to arrange the Bhagavatam class, but he did not have any money. So he was just wandering here and then searching if somebody can, you know, give me some donation. At that time, he went near the graveyard where the dead body was burning. There were people who were surrounded by that dead body. So Bilwamangal Thakur, a Brahmana in his previous life, he saw that dead body of a princess, Rajkumari. A Rajkumari who was a princess was dead at the age of 18. And her burial function, funeral function was going on. Bilwamangal Thakurji saw there are necklaces, golden ornaments which are kept along with this dead body. And they were doing the last rites. So Thakurji thought, what is the use of decorating this dead body? It's a non-permanent body. And if I can use these valuables in serving the Vaishnavas, and he thought, I would go in the evening and take this necklace and use this for serving the Vaishnavas. So in the night, Bilwamangal Thakurji went there and he started picking up the necklace and gold ornaments from the dead body. And immediately, the ghost came. The queen, the princess, in the form of ghost, she was still there. And she started shouting, come on, who are you? Why you are stealing this? Bilwamangal Thakurji humbly said, oh princess, I want to use this valuable things in the service of the Vaishnava. It is good for you. And also for Vaishnava, in the service of the Lord. What is the use of, you know, decorating this dead body? Then the princess said, okay, if you want to serve the Vaishnavas, please don't take this. You please go to my father's place. And I have kept some valuables just below my, you know, below my place where I used to sleep in my bedroom. So you please go and tell this to my father. He will give you, you know, all the valuables. And Bilwamangal Thakurji left that and went to this king. And he submitted to him, my lord, your daughter has told me that she has kept some money, valuables, beneath the cot where she used to sleep. So please give me that so that I would serve the Vaishnavas. The king was surprised and then he sent some people just to, you know, search. So just below that cot, underneath, there was a box and in that there were valuables. And the king gave it to Bilwamangal Thakurji in his previous life. And he sold them and brought all the, you know, food items and did arrange the Bhagavatam class and served all the Vaishnavas. Everybody was so happy. And again, somehow it occurred to Bilwamangal Thakurji, still, what is the use of, you know, that valuables being wasted? So again he wanted to arrange one more Bhagavatam and then again he went to the graveyard and he started taking those necklaces. That time again that princess in the form of ghost came and she was very angry this time. Then she started shouting, I have already told not to pick up this and I have already told an alternative for you, but still you have come here. Now I would curse you. Although you are very elevated Brahmana, you have come to the highest level, you are supposed to be liberated in this life, but I curse you that you will take one more birth and you will be woman hunter in your next life. She curses him. Bilwamangal Thakurji felt very sad and he said, okay, whatever is Lord's arrangement. And because of this princess in the form of ghost, a curse, a Brahmana has to take birth as a Bilomangal Thakur in his next life. And she has, although he was a great exalted devotee, but because of the, you know, the karma associated with, he had to take that life. And next life he becomes again a Brahmana, and by this curse he was a woman hunter. And the same princess, Rajkumari, came as the Chintamani prostitute. She took the birth of a prostitute in the next life. And Bilomangal Thakurji was after the Chintamani. Chintamani was very beautiful lady, and Bilomangal Thakur was after her, and he was so much attached to her. One day there was a fierce storm, heavy rain, and he was having so much desire to meet her, and he went crossing so many dangers and met Chintamani. I think we all know about this story. And one day during night, he crossed a river in an intense greed to meet Chintamani. Even he ignored that in the river, he used the dead body as a wood of log, as a log of wood. And he climbed upstairs on Chintamani's room by holding a snake which he considered as rope. When a man is in illusion, he cannot differentiate between the reality and the illusory. So this is, and when the Chintamani saw him, Bilomangal Thakur coming in drenched, totally wet, and the way he crossed river at this point in time, she was very surprised and felt sad about him. Chintamani said, Bilvamangal, instead of, you know, wasting an energy, the human form of life is to attain the Supreme. If you have the same attachment for Lord Krishna, you would have made your life perfect. Why you are hankering for such a body which is filled with a lump of blood, urine, and all that wasteful thing? You know, it's a bag of blood and urine, and you are after this dead body. If you have the same attachment towards Lord, your life would have been perfect. So please go now to Vrindavana and spend your time in Lord's service. Immediately Bilomangal Thakur, because he was such a great devotee in his previous life, and he immediately came to his senses, and immediately left that place, and thought, Chintamani is my guru. She has shown me Krishna, she is guru. And he comes to Vrindavana, but however, because of the attachment and the curse of the princess, he still could not be liberated for that attachment for a woman. So on the way to Vrindavan, there was a rich person who was having a very beautiful wife, and they were going on the road. And Bilvamangal Thakurji saw that woman. His eyes started looking at her, and he just followed her, just forgetting what has happened. He just followed her. And he goes to the rich man's house. The rich man was a grihastha. Now the point that I am trying to share here is how an ideal grihastha treats a person. The rich man was an ideal grihastha. He welcomed this person, although an unknown person. He was an atithi. As he entered the rich man's house, the rich man welcomed him humbly and said, how can I help you? Bilomangal Thakur was just looking at the face of the beautiful wife of a rich man. And that chaste lady went inside, and she came to know that this person is just following me. And he goes inside and tells her husband, my lord, this gentleman has come, but he has come with a desire to see me. Now tell me what I should do. then this ideal grahastha says, you please go and serve him. You go and serve him. Then said, all right, it's your order. So she comes with water to serve Bilawangal Thakur. When he saw that chaste lady, Bilawangal Thakur again came to his senses and he started cursing himself. Alas! What a worst person I am. You know, in spite of all these events that are happening in my life, but still my eyes are not purified. These eyes are the cause of bondage. So he tells that lady, Mataji, you please give me your hairpin. So she picks up the hairpin and gives it to Bilawangal Thakur. Bilawangal Thakur immediately pricks that hairpin to his eyes and, you know, becomes blind and immediately leaves that place. And then goes to Vrindavana and serves the Lord. Although he was blind, but he wrote very beautiful, you know, books. Krishna Karnamrita is one of the most beautiful book. Bilawangal Thakur, he became a great devotee. It was because of his previous life, a great Brahmana, exalted devotee. He was all the time immersed in the bhajan of Lord Krishna. And one day he was so much hankering for Krishna. My Lord, I could not see you. My entire life I wasted. I did not worship you. So please, you know, show me your face once. So he was hankering. So at that time a small boy came. Krishna came, holds his hand and gives him milk. So Bilawangal Thakura is feeling Lord Krishna touching his hand. And he asked this boy, my dear boy, what's your name? And Lord Krishna, with a smiling face, he says, my name is Govinda. So Bilawangal Thakurji saw that Krishna has come and he could feel that Lord is touching his. So although he could not see, but he could feel the Lord's presence. Sri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki. So this is the story of how a grahastha should engage even one's wife in serving the Vaishnavas and guests. And what to speak of the animals, insects and the ideal grahastha. Srila Prabhupada explains here, the word yatha in this verse is very important. Yatha means, although in the one of the previous verse here, Narad Muni is saying that the animals, the birds, insects should be treated equally like their own sons and daughters. So in the previous verse, they should be treated equally like their own sons and daughters. But here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, in the modern society, people love dogs, but this is not according to the Vedic principle. People are keeping the dogs, bringing them in their bedroom. They are worshipping dogs. You know, this is not the correct way. We should supply an ideal grahastha should only supply the food's necessities to the dogs, but they should not hug and kiss the dogs. In most of the developed countries, you know, there are so many expenditure done on the dogs. Recently there was a news that there is a TV channel dedicated for dogs, dogs entertainment. This is not Vedic system. And there are hospitals dedicated for dogs. There are eatables and the small malls In America, there is a mall for the dogs. So you will get the, you know, all the entertainment, the CDs for the dogs, the clothes, even the shoes. This is not Vedic principle. People love dogs, but they kill cows. It's totally against the principle of Bhagavata Dharma. So once, His Grace Bhima Prabhuji was explaining that in Korea, there was a football match. And a person from, I think, Germany, a sportsman, who has come to Korea. And in America and Germany, people love dog. They keep as a pet, also in India, but more so in the developed countries. So they consider dog to be their friend. When he came to Korea, Koreans kill dogs. They eat dogs. And he saw that and he felt very bad. He said, "I don't play in this country because they kill our friends." And he abandoned that match and went back. So this was... Okay, sympathy for the killing of any animal is good, but not to the extent that, you know, you love one animal and kill another animal. So that's why the word yatha, yatha means as deserved. Only you supply the food, maintain the necessity as a grahastha, but doing too much is against the principle of Bhagavad Dharma. Similarly, chandala, the money should not be given in excess to chandalas, the low class men. Because of their intelligence, you know, when they get more money, they will indulge in drinking wine and all that bad karma. So by providing money to that low class man, if he does not use that money for his purification, so one who gives money also gets a karma. So that's why ideal grahastha, it's very important that one should maintain the low class man by providing prasadam. So that's why in ISKCON all the Vaishnavas tell people that if you want to help somebody, give them the prasadam. Because prasadam will purify. Instead of giving money, giving prasad is more, you know, important. So grahastha should do only yatha, as deserved. And another very interesting story, I think we all have heard about it at different occasions, that in near Jagannath Puri, there was a great devotee called Raghuram. He was living with his very chaste and beautiful wife Padma in Jagannath Puri. And he was having nothing, just a small hut. And they were just newly married and staying there. He was serving Lord Jagannath. And whatever little prasad comes, they both were very happy in there. One day there were five Vaishnavas came to that village near Jagannath Puri. And they wanted to take prasadam in one of the grahastha's house. And the people around, they said, "If there is a Vaishnava devotee staying here, you please go to their house." So all these sadhus went to Raghuram's house. Raghuram was very poor devotee. He was having nothing. Even he could not serve these five devotees. And as an ideal grahastha, although he did not have anything, he welcomed them. "My Lord, it's my fortune today that Lord has blessed me, that such a great devotees are coming to my house. You only have come for my benefit to purify my house. It's not for your own benefit or your necessity. You have actually come to purify me. So please come." He welcomes and offers them water. The sadhu says, "We want to go to river and take bath and want to have prasadam. So please, if it is possible, you arrange prasadam." So Raghuramji said, Well, my dear Lord, we will definitely do that. You please go to river. And they go to river for taking bath. And then Raghurama saw that nothing in the house. And he became very anxious. And in desperate situation, he started begging Padmavati. So please tell me how to serve them. Padmavati was such a great lady. Said, my dear Lord, you don't worry. Lord Jagannatha will help us. You know, when I married, my father has given me some gold ornaments, bengals. If these metals are not in the service of the Vaishnava, they are useless. So, I will go to the shop and get money for this. So, she said, you please take this and go to that shop. She tells her husband, Raghuram. Raghuram said, I am a very poor person. If I go to the shopkeeper and ask him, he will suspect me that I have stolen these ornaments. So please, you go. He sends her wife to the shopkeeper. So Padmavati, with hesitation, goes to that shopkeeper and requests him, today I have guests in my house. And please give me some, you know, grains and food items to serve Vaishnavas. The shopkeeper was a very lusty person. He saw the beauty of Padmavati and he said, you know, if you agree to my desire, even you don't have to give this ornaments. So you please satisfy me, I will give all the grains and food grains necessary for you in free. She felt ashamed. Padmavati in desperation started running her house and with the tears in her eyes tells Raghuram, this is what happened. What to do? So Raghuram, as an ideal grihastha, without getting disturbed, my dear chaste wife. Now this is the situation, Lord wants to test her. So please don't worry. You go and tell that shopkeeper, all right, now please give me the grains and after I serve this Vaishnavas, whatever you want to do with this body, it's all right. If this body is not for the service of the Vaishnava, what for it is? And Padmavati as a chaste wife, goes back to the shopkeeper and requests him, you please help me. Please give me the grains, food items, and you can come to my house in the night. So shopkeeper became very happy. So he gave all the food items required and Padmavati brings home all these items. She prepares a very beautiful prasadam, offers to Lord Jagannatha and prays, Lord Jagannatha, please protect me. And serves Vaishnava sumptuously. Vaishnava became so happy that how you could bring all these items? How you could do such a beautiful preparation in such a short time? And they bless this family profusely. Let Lord Jagannatha protect you and bless all of you. And they leave that place. Now Padmavati is worrying now that shopkeeper, I have promised him, he will come today. Then Raghurama said, my dear wife, my dear Padmavati, you don't have to worry. Lord Jagannatha is there. But as we have promised, so we have to fulfill. So I will be, when that shopkeeper comes, I'll go to the, neighborhood place. And once you serve him, you please call me. So evening at the shopkeeper, with a lusty desire in the mind, he comes to her house and he was so much intense greed with a lust. He comes and sits there. Padmavati says, my dear guest, since you have come for the purpose I know, but before, you know, I offer myself to you, please have some prasadam. This is the prasadam offered to Lord Jagannatha. So he was not in his senses. Said, all right, you give me as early as possible. I would just finish that. And Padmavati serves him with a nice plate, the shopkeeper, and goes and sits into the court, just praying Lord Jagannatha. And as that shopkeeper eats the prasad, and in a lusty sight sees the Padmavati sitting there, he could not believe his own eyes. Padmavati was sitting on the lap of Lord Jagannatha. Lord Jagannatha, just like a daughter, is taking Padmavati on her lap. The shopkeeper saw this sight, and immediately his mind started swirling, and he fell onto the ground unconscious, seeing the Lord Jagannatha. Then Padmavati came and, you know, sprinkled some water on him, brought him to his senses. And this shopkeeper, completely transformed from a lusty man to a surrendered soul, he offered our obeisances to Mata Padmavati, my mother. What a lusty man I am. You are like a goddess Lakshmi. You are my mother. But I am such a degraded man, I could not distinguish between Mata and, you know, an ordinary lady. So if possible, please forgive me. Please take me as your son. Vaishnavas are very compassionate. So immediately, Padmavati calls her husband and, asks him to give blessings to him. And then he becomes a great devotee. So this is how, in this instance, telling about how an ideal family, how an ideal grihastha engages, even at the worst time, for serving of the Vaishnavas and the Lord's devotee, even his wife. So, Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, if one engages his family members in the service of the Vaishnava, automatically the attachment for the family is reduces, and one will get attached to Vaishnava and the Lord. And that is the purpose of the life. There is a very beautiful prayer in Bhagavatam. In all the prayers, the great devotees have prayed, Lord, that my Lord, please take this attachment to my family members, and bring the same attachment to your lotus feet to make my life perfect. If at all there is an attachment, give this attachment towards Vaishnava and devotees of the Lord. So this is how they have prayed. So there is a very famous prayer by a great Bhagavat, Vritta Bhagavat, Vritrasur. Actually, he should not be called as Asura, but because of the body, his prayers are considered to be the essence of Bhagavatam. And out of four prayers, the last prayer that he says, how a grihastha should pray for the
Mamottama shloka janeshu sakyam samsara chakre bramita swakarmabhi Mamottama shloka janeshu sakyam samsara chakre bramita swakarmabhi Tvanmayayatma atma jadaragehesu Asakti chitta shmanata bhuya Asakti chitta nanata bhuya Mamottama shloka janeshu sakyam సంసార చక్రే భ్రమిత స్వకల్మభి త్వన్మాయయాత్మా ఆత్మజదారగేహేష్ ఆసక్తి చిత్త నాత భూయా ఆసక్తి చిత్త నాత భూయా.
సువృత్త భాగవత్ సేస్ మై లార్డ్ మామోత్తమ శ్లోక జనేషు సఖ్యం. ఉత్తమ శ్లోక మీన్స్ వైష్ణవ, ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్. సో ప్లీజ్ గివ్ మీ ద అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ ద వైష్ణవస్, బికాస్ బై ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది వైష్ణవస్ ఐ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎన్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టువర్డ్స్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. ఐఎమ్ బై మై ఓన్ కర్మ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్ అండ్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ లైఫ్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై ఓన్ కర్మ I am entangled in this material life with the attachment to the wives and children, and I am again falling again and again into this material world. So please help me by giving an attachment to Mamottama Shloka and reduce this attachment towards the family and, you know, asat thing, non-permanent thing. Similarly, Mata Kunti Devi prayed Lord that, my Lord, if at all you want to give me something, you please cut this knot of attachment towards both the families, Yadu family where she comes from and Pandava family. So cut this knot of attachment to my family. So this is how the great devotees have prayed. For the ideal family life, the shlokas that are explained by Narad Muni are very, very interesting and having lot of moral. In the Bilwamangal Thakur story, the moral, His Holiness Mahavishnu Swamiji says, how one should get the money for the service of the Lord. One should not take the money from the person where you will, you know, get that karma. And second part of the story, how an ideal grihastha should serve the guests. In Sanskrit, atithi. Atithi means anytime. A person coming anytime without notice is called atithi, unnoticed. So today is the day starting Gita Jayanti. Very auspicious for all the Vaishnavas, and marathon is starting today. There is a small story in just 2 minutes I would like to share with you. This is for the inspiration for all of us in distributing Gita. This is in Krishna book. There was a king called Nriga. He was a great philanthropist, was not a devotee of the Lord, but he was a philanthropist, and he was a great king. He used to enjoy giving in charity lot of cows to Brahmana. He used to give in charity lots, many cows, thousands of cows to Brahmanas. And not only cows, he used to decorate these cows with golden ornaments and gives in charity. Millions of cows he donated to the Brahmanas, and he used to enjoy that. He felt that by giving in charity to the Brahmanas, I will go to Swarga, you know, with that maybe intention. But one day what happened is, he had given a cow to one Brahmana, but that cow, you know, somehow it ran away from his place, and he was wandering here and there. And at that time, the king saw that this cow is mine, how it has come. Since he has given many millions of the cows, he did not recognize that this cow has already been donated to some Brahmana. He thought that it is my own cow. So he asked a person to bring that cow back. So person brought it back. And then another day, he came some cows along with this cow also to another Brahmana, a Rishi, in charity. And this Brahmana was taking this cow, and the previous Brahmana saw that this cow was already given to me, but how this man is taking. So He immediately saw this. This Brahmana, oh Brahmana, how dare you are? This cow is already given to me. And why you are stealing from my place? That Brahmana humbly said, my dear Brahmana, this is given by King Driga to me. So you are lying. So no, I am not lying. So both started quarreling. And ultimately they came to Driga. And Driga saw both the Brahmanas quarreling among them for the cow. He immediately realized that, you know, a mistake has happened from my side. So immediately he begged and, you know, he offered his obeisances to them. It is my mistake, my dear Brahmanas. Please forgive me. This is what has happened. I had already given, but I could not understand this. So by mistake, this has happened. So please forgive me. In return, I will give both of you 100 cows. So please forgive me. The both Brahmanas were very elevated Brahmanas. They said, oh, we do not want, because of this cow, we both have cursed each other. So we do not want any cow from you. So they, without accepting any cow, they went back. And this was the curse which the Nriga has to take. And later when the Nriga dies, although he has accumulated so much of pious activity, so much of good karma by donating cows, but because of the curse of the Vaishnavas, dissatisfaction of the Brahmanas, he has to go to Yamaraj. Yamaraj says, my dear Nriga, you have done so much of charity work, and because of that you are going to enjoy the Swarga for millions of years, but there is one bad karma for you, so you have to suffer. And Nriga immediately understood, yes my lord, I know that. So Yamaraj asked him, do you want to suffer first or do you want to enjoy? Nriga said, let me suffer first. Then Yamaraj said, you have to take the body of a lizard. So he becomes lizard and he falls into the big well in Dwarka, near Dwarka. At that time, in Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna's children, Samba and these children are playing around. They saw this Nriga falling in the form of a big lizard. See, they wanted to rescue that, but they could not do because they are small boys. And they went to Lord Krishna, Papa, and they said, you know, there is a big lizard, so please help to save. Lord Krishna, although he knew the story, he came running. Lord Krishna knows that this Nriga has helped many people. He given the charity, so I must rescue him. So Lord Krishna touched with his left hand that big lizard, and immediately that lizard transformed into beautiful king with the ornaments. And king very submissively offered his obeisances to Lord. Then the Lord asked him, King Nriga, who are you? O king, who are you? Why you are falling in this well in such a condition? So the king smilingly says, my lord, you are Ananta, you are Jnata, you know everything, but still you have asked, I will tell you. So he narrates his story, how I committed a sin and then falling here. And he then asks, my lord, I was not a devotee, I never prayed for you, I only gave charity so many cows for my own benefit. But how is that you came to rescue me? Please tell me. How is your audience? I am so fortunate to have your personal audience here. So Lord smilingly says, actually Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakurji explains, Prabhupada writes in the purport, why King Nriga got the audience of Lord Krishna? It's because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakurji says, once a Brahmana came to Nriga, and King Nriga wanted to give him cows. But said Brahmana says, no my lord, I don't want cows. I have to distribute books. As a Brahmana, my duty is to distribute this knowledge. So please help me to build a small place with the deity worship. And please give me some arrangement so that I can buy these books and distribute. The literature. The king could not understand about Bhagavad Gita. Since Brahmana is asking him, so he helped him. And the Brahmana was so happy that he blessed this Nriga. He said, let you have the audience of Lord Krishna in your life. He blessed him. Aap Bhagwan ka darshan mile aapko. Because of this Brahmana's, you know, blessing, the Lord said, I have come here because of that dear Brahmana who have blessed you. Because you have helped distributing Bhagavad Gita and the literature. So this is a very inspirational story Prabhupada ji writes in the Purport. For all of us now, from today we are going to distribute the books. Even any Brahmana or anybody blesses us, Lord will be pleased. By distributing the books, Prabhupada ji is pleased. If you want to please me, distribute books. So by distributing the books, helping in this mission of Gita Jayanti, Srila Prabhupada will be very, very pleased. So, my dear devotees, so let me also, please also bless me so that I can also help in whatever little way possible in this mission of Srila Prabhupada and the Gita Jayanti. Gita Jayanti Mahamohatsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.